Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Nathan Fox, that's Ben Olson. We're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We've got an email here about scholarships from Anonymous.
Hello. Though I'm still waiting for most schools to get back to me, Vanderbilt Law, a school I'm seriously considering, has offered me enough merit scholarship money that if I choose to attend, I will graduate with roughly $40,000 in debt, not including housing expenses. My question is this. Is it wise for me to ask them to close the gap, or would this be considered a petty amount of money to ask for?
Wow. Oh my God. There's a lot in that. You know, like they just have done a number, haven't they? Like all law schools.
To change your perspective.
Yeah. They have changed your perspective so, so hard. You know, when they have their fictional tuition. What's the fictional tuition at Vanderbilt?
Oof. I'm guessing 60, but let's take a look.
I mean, the reason why we say fictional is because you know, it is a fiction for most people. I feel pretty comfortable saying that most people are not paying full price at Vanderbilt. Let's see. Vanderbilt, wow, it's ranked higher than I thought. 16th in the country right now. That's impressive. Nashville, Tennessee. I knew that part. 50th percentile LSAT 170, 50th percentile GPA 3.9. Damn, yeah, Vanderbilt is no joke. Their nominal tuition, their fictional tuition. What'd you say, 50?
I said 60, yeah.
Oh, 60.
Yeah.
Try 67,000 plus another 2,000 of fees. So it's 69,000.
It's pretty much 70,000.
Pretty much 70,000. Yeah. You know, plus another 30 grand a year to support yourself in Nashville.
Yeah.
Which I'm glad Anonymous is realizing that those housing expenses, don't forget food, don't forget insurance, don't forget internet, cell phone. You know, there's lots of things that you're going to have to pay for.
Sure.
Scrolling down, way, way down, one, two, top of the third page on their ABA 509 report, we learn that 85% of the students at Vanderbilt receive some sort of grants. 48% are getting a less than half tuition grant. So you're getting better than that. 35% of the class, though, gets somewhere between half and full tuition, with another 2% of the class getting more than full tuition. That might not be stipends coming from Vanderbilt. It might be a stipend coming from Vanderbilt. It could also be external funding like military stuff or whatever. But still solidly, you know, out of 544 people at the school, there are 189 of them who are paying something less than that, something less than half.
Yeah, something less than half. Yeah.
Fictional tuition.
Huh.
I wonder, okay, 75th percentile grant amount is 40,000, 39,000. Sounds like that's basically what Anonymous got.
Yeah, it sounds like you got their best offer.
Well, one of their best offers.
Yeah.
They very likely might say that's our best offer if you ask for more money. But the thing that made me laugh at the very beginning of this was, I can't believe that you consider $40,000. Would this be considered a petty amount of money to ask for? $40,000. Would that be considered a petty amount of money to ask for?
Yeah, maybe you need... No, it's not a petty okay. amount.
No, on any planet, no. That is not a petty amount of money to ask for.
I wanted to shift your perspective, Anonymous, and put you in a Tesla parking lot. You could buy a Model 3 for $40,000, probably a little less than $40,000, I believe.
Okay.
With taxes, it'd probably be around $40,000. So would you consider that purchase to be monumental or a big decision? Or would you just go, oh, this is petty. Don't worry about it. What's it going to be? 40K? No problem. It's not petty. That's a shit ton of money.
Yeah. It's a shit ton of money. I mean, the weird construction there of would it be considered a petty amount of money makes me think that you're worried about insulting them, like that they would be insulted that you would ask them for such a petty increase. I mean, if it's a petty increase, then they should just give it to you.
Yep, exactly.
right? Like, it's not petty to you. I mean, you need to make it clear to them that it's not petty to you. You need to make it clear to them that this is important to you.
Yeah, you can do so politely. You could say, look, Vanderbilt is my top pick. I'm very excited about attending. I just need to make the finances work, and I need help closing the gap somehow. They may not give you all of it, but even 20 fucking grand is a lot of money to save yourself.
Right. And it seems probably we're only ever just doing things with like percentage chances, right?
Yeah.
But chances are maybe half the time they say, this is our best offer.
Yep.
But then another like 25% of the time they come back with like, well, we can't do 40. We can't give you the full ride. We're not giving any full rides. But we can offer you this, 10 grand a year, 7,500 a year, whatever it is.
Yeah, which is still a lot of money. Don't come up with 10 grand.
No, that's a ton year. Of money. Yeah, no, it's an insane amount of money. It's like you'd have to get yourself you could work 15 hours a week at Starbucks for the entire year to get that 10 or 15 grand, or you could ask them like
send an email.
It is not a petty amount of money, and you should absolutely find a professional way to ask them for more money.
What do you think about this next question?
It says, moreover, if I do decide to ask for more scholarship funds, should I wait to negotiate until I receive more offers?
Look, I don't think there's any rush to bring the amount down. Do you think there is? I might be inclined to wait, get a better sense of your value. It might make it easier to ask.
Have they tried to give you a deadline?
They probably have, right?
Yeah, that's the problem, is that they're going to start talking to you about deposit deadlines. And so, that might be your opportunity to say something along the lines of, I see that you have a deposit deadline here of February 15th or whatever it is, and I'm supposed to pay you $750 to hold my precious seat in the class. But I'm really worried about the financing.
You know, it's funny. You just said $750. That just sounds petty.
Oh, it's a petty amount. Yeah. No, because but that's like the first one, right?
And they always do that too.
Well, it's like 50. They'll ask you for like 250 or 500 or 750.
Yeah.
And that's just, that's like, you got to pay this by this amount, by this deadline. Otherwise, we can't hold your scholarship for you. And then once you've paid that, then they know that you've got some skin in the game and you're probably not going to walk away from that deposit. So you're probably going to pay their next deposit, which they frequently have like a second deposit deadline. And at that second deposit deadline, it's more, $1,500 this time.
You know, what's so sad about it too, is that the aversion to loss is so much greater than the aversion of gain that even though they only get, charge you $750 or whatever, you can walk away from that sense you're going to lose that money is so stupid because it's nothing compared to the total amount of tuition.
And they never call it a discount, right? They're not honest about it, which that's my goal in life, really, is to, if there were transparent pricing in law school, I think I might just get out of the game. I'd just be like, great, mission accomplished. I'm not mad about it anymore. I'm going to retire. Yeah, right? Why keep working if I'm not mad about it anymore?
Mm-hmm.
But I am mad about it. It's really wildly unfair, and it's especially unfair to first generation people. It's especially unfair to underrepresented minorities. It's really unfair to people who don't have law school graduates in their family. It's just wildly unfair. They charge poorer people more via this plan, this scholarship scam that they have running.
Mm-hmm.
Not just Vanderbilt, every school, every ABA school.
Yeah.
And they're not charging everybody the same price because of these scholarships. And then your thing, Ben, about the aversion to loss.
Yeah.
They've offered this scholarship. It's like, so Anonymous now is like, well, but I've received a scholarship.
Yeah.
I don't want to lose my scholarship. Oh, if I ask them for $40,000, they might consider that petty and I might lose my scholarship offer.
Yeah.
That's never, ever happened.
Yeah.
That's not going to happen unless you're like a dick. If you're unprofessional about it, then yeah, sure.
Yeah.
If you write, I'm not going to your fucking school unless you give me a full ride. Well, then they're going to just withdraw their offer.
Yeah.
But if you write in politely, professionally, and say, I'm really worried about the financing, I just don't think I can, like, you know, I'm going to, I can't graduate with $100,000 of debt. And by the way, their 509 clearly says that you're going to graduate with more than $100,000 of debt, according to their current offer, because you're going to get $40,000 of debt from tuition, and you're going to get another $30,000 a year worth of Nashville living expenses.
Yep.
So you're looking at $100,000 in debt.
Easily.
Easily.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, and it's totally appropriate for you to say, for my family, for my financial future, I'm just really, really worried about this debt.
Yeah.
And I want to know if there's something that we can do to close that gap. They can say no. They can say we don't negotiate scholarships. They can say they will try to, like, gaslight you with, you know, I remember the person in the admissions office telling me, you know, in my whole career, I've never had anybody come to me and tell me that they had a problem paying their student loans.
Wow.
You know, that may or probably wasn't a lie, because you just don't talk to the admissions office after you've graduated or after you've enrolled. You never talk to the admissions office ever again.
Yeah.
So it's not like it's a lie that, you know, it's not like I don't believe you that no one has ever told you that before. But the fact that you told that to a prospective applicant who was about to sign for six figures worth of debt is morally treacherous, I would say.
Huh.
Should we wrap it up for anonymous?
Yeah, thanks for writing in. Let us know what happens and let us know what other offers you get. Email daily at lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.